All right, let's go to Alex Pavlovich. Alex, Bay Area Newspaper Group. What a night, Alex. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I know. How late were you up last night?
I think I walked out of here just after 2 a.m. and fell asleep at like 3:30, back up at 7:30.
Hey, you're starting to work like me.
Oh, glory.
Yeah, you're starting to work like me now. Yeah, that sounds like one.
I know.
That sounds like one of my nights, midnight and back here at 8 a.m. But give us your take on it. And you know, I will say this: you and I text earlier in the game privately, so Andy Baggerly couldn't see it, and I pointed out, and you confirmed it, that you had seen it. His delivery looked a little different, maybe not quite as much torque and speeding up the pace.
We did private text. It was fun. Yeah, I think we both saw the same thing. Just, you know, the rhythm with him was so good early on last night, and it really has been for about a month. It's a different guy than we've seen in the past. He looks like he's just slowed up just a little bit, and for him, that delivery is so unique, and it's so hard to master that if he's just moving, you know, a hundredth of a second too quickly, sometimes it'll throw him off. And I think the last few starts, he's had a really good rhythm. His pace has been great. You can kind of see it with Tim when he feels good. You see him bounce off the mound after strikeouts, and you see him kind of do that thing where he plants with one leg and spins back toward the dugout when he gets out of an inning. So we've seen a lot of that in the last month and saw a lot of that against the Mets earlier this week. And early on last night, we saw a lot of that. I thought the pitch count was way too high for him to do what he did. But, I mean, you know, they call him the freak. And 148, it's still pretty incredible.
What does this mean for him? In his season, is he back? And also, what does it mean for the ball club?
You know, we've said Timmy's back before the last 2 years, and I think it's time to, you know, he'll never be the guy he was before, but it does seem like he's found a way to be a different pitcher and somebody who, when he has four pitches, and last night he had all four of them working. I thought his curveball was as good as it's ever been, and it's, you know, it's a different pitcher. It's somebody they always thought he could be, somebody who matured and learned how to set hitters up and learned how to, you know, sequence guys. I think he's been doing more homework. I've seen him taking more notes before games, and I've seen him watching other guys more closely. I he's more cerebral now, and it's what he had to become. He doesn't have the 95-mile-per-hour fastball anymore, but you can still be very, very good in this league if you have that slider and the changeup and you can throw a good curveball. And if you can spot your fastball, even if it's 90, I think last night was a sign of what he can be.
Alex Pavlovich with us. The outpouring of emotion for him from his teammates was something to see as well.
Yeah, you know, he's somebody who really, he never complained last year when he was put in the bullpen. He handled everything well. He was always very, you know, he handled us well, and it was, it could have gone downhill. I mean, this could have been a rough situation. It could have been one where he wanted out of here. I've never seen that from him. I think he's just come to work and done the work. And we saw it the last 2 days. That's what I wrote in my game story. The first 2 days here, he was walking through the clubhouse just absolutely drenched in sweat because he was working out so hard. So I think there's a lot of respect there, and a lot of guys there who have seen him kind of have this fall from what he used to be and seen how hard he has worked to put it back together. It was a good moment for the club. And obviously, you know, their rough stretch included being no hit. So that was kind of the low point, as we said, that was rock bottom. And right now they're on the way back, and, you know, no better way to do it than what he did last night. I think he gave the guys a huge jolt and something that they're going to try to build off of. And it really makes Zito's start today pretty important because they've got three in a row now. They've got the no-hitter. They're pretty good about themselves. I think if they win today, you know, this is a team that has 10 straight at home in the second half. So they have a shot to really go on a run here.
Jeff Francoeur makes his debut today. I could read his lips in the dugout. He says, "Hey, how come you guys are 8 games under .500? How did that happen?"
Yeah, it was funny. I saw him right after the game. He was kind of walking around the clubhouse smiling and laughing a little bit. And I said, is this what happens when you come to a team? Yeah, you know, this is not exactly what I expected, but he was happy to be there last night. You know, it's somebody they're going to give a shot, and you never know. They've caught lightning in a bottle before, and it's somebody who has a ton of talent. I mean, obviously, we saw what he did in Atlanta, and we've seen what he's done at certain periods of his career in the past. I think it's a no-risk. It's a, you know, no-risk move. You throw him out there. If you find somebody who maybe is Pat Burrow, maybe is Cody Ross, it's a huge boost for this team. If not, I mean, it didn't cost him anything.
All right, Alex Pavlovich with us. And the last thing, I know you've got to go to work, the fans down there in San Diego. And, you know, I'm listening to the radio. You know, I've got the radio feed on in the studio here. I'm watching it on TV as well. But it you know, even before they would make the call, I knew if it was good or bad for the Giants just by listening to the fans. And it was you know, they cheered everything.
Yeah, it's always incredible down here, and it's a fun environment. And, you know, we jokingly call it AT&T Park South, and I think it's always been like that. But last night, they had a sense of the moment, and there's a huge crowd behind the dugout, and they were cheering for Timmy after every strike. They were booing after every call that was borderline and it was called a ball. And I thought the last two or three innings, the Padres fans, tip of the cap to them, because they did a great job. I think they got into it, too. They understood that they were watching something incredible and something they might never see again. I have a couple friends who live down here and were at the game last night, and they're Padres fans, and they were texting me afterwards talking about how incredible it was. So they did a nice job, and I kind of feel for them, because their team is absolutely terrible right now, and you hear it from valets at the hotels and taxi drivers and all that. But they had a fun moment last night, and they got to enjoy it.
How excited were you at the end of it?
Well, it's one of those weird things for us where I don't even really remember the last out, because you put your head down right away and start writing and sending off game stories. But it was cool afterwards. I think it hit me a little bit later. And I've gotten to know Tim a little bit over the last year and a half. And we're pretty much the same age. So we've had a lot of conversations here and there. And somebody who I've watched struggle, and I haven't been here since the beginning, but since I've been here, he's never really been very good. So it was cool for him, and it was fun to see some big guys in there. Hunter, who is full throttle every single day and got kind of a national moment like that. And Buster, of course, who really it's kind of just piling up for him in terms of the accomplishments. I mean, it's one of those things I'll probably look back on in years and, kind of think about how cool all this was for me. I mean, I added up last night. I'm 255 games into this, and I've seen three of these. So I don't know if it ever becomes old hat, but they're still pretty exciting, and they're still fun to cover. And, it's still something that we're here past two, and I know Bags was here later than I was, but it's worth it on nights like that.
Yeah, no, it never becomes old hat, believe me. Just once you realize it's happening and you get past the sixth inning, then every pitch is very slow and every at-bat is slow, and you're waiting for something to happen because you're hoping that you'll see history. Boy, Alex Pavlovich with us. You got a chance to talk to Bochy. There was no way he was taking him out, was there?
No, he wasn't. I think they were watching him more closely, and there were a couple of at-bats where he looked like maybe he was starting to lose a little bit, but he was right at the ship. And you can tell with Tim when it kind of goes off the tracks. And it never looked like that, even when he was walking guys, even when he hit a guy. So I think they were watching him. And Bochy does it, it annoys fans sometimes when he leaves guys in and tries to let them get the win or tries to let them get a couple more outs. But he doesn't look at the pitch count. He doesn't look at the score. He watches his pitcher. He watches every single pitch and is looking at the mechanics and trying to make sure a guy is not laboring, a guy is not in trouble out there. And it's why he pulled Matt Cain after two-thirds of an inning, because he didn't like what he saw. So it's the opposite here, and allow Timmy to go deep. I think if there's one guy who could do it, it's Lincecum, and it'll definitely be interesting to see how he bounces back. But I just think we've seen so much from him in terms of resiliency, and they've talked about it privately with us and sometimes about what he could do if he was a reliever and how many times he could pitch in a row, things like that. So I do think he's going to be okay. It's something they'll watch, and they'll give him a couple extra days. But there was no chance he was coming out of that game last night, and I think that was the right move, obviously.
All right. Hey, Al, thanks for taking the time for describing what I think is the brightest moment of the 2013 season for a ball club that needed it, and I'm glad you were there and your third one, and look forward to following you on Twitter today.
Thank you. I got a quick question for you, Marty.
Yeah.
I saw you tweet about your friend Larry David last night. Is this real, or is this just...
No. I was just hyperbole. I was saying it was pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, well, that was a bummer.
As my fictitious friend Larry David would say.
Okay, well, we can both be friends.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him. I've done an interview with Jeff Garland, who's a big Cub fan. I did that. And Larry David, of course, a tremendous Yankee fan. All the shows, with Steinbrenner and the Seinfeld stuff. That was all Larry David because he loves the Yankees.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, maybe one day.
All right, you coming back up after this, or what do you have for the break?
I will. I've got a flight tonight, and this morning it's funny how these things work out, but I got upgraded to first class on the way back. So I guess we earned it last night. I'll thank Timmy for that one.
All right. Very good. Al, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich, A-L-E-X-P-A-V-L-O-V-I-C. If you follow him on Twitter, a lot of fun to do that. Boy, what a morning, huh? What a morning.